Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Weekend in the Country, the show where we listen to the country music memories. Greetings, my friends. So good to be with you once more as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest country music of our lifetime. And we do that with the Vintage Countdown, a replaying of the most popular songs from this weekend in our spotlight year. You'll hear some tunes that you know by heart and others that you may not have heard for a while. But that's not all we do. We'll drop in some information about our world from back in the day. There'll be news headlines, sports, TV, movies, the weather, and anything else that helps us remember how things were back then. And today, back then, is the end of June in 1988. That's right, we'll be playing the biggest country hits in the USA from this weekend 37 years ago. All right, that's what's going on here today, so let's begin this weekend in the country. And we start on the countdown at number 20 with Restless Heart. The Bluest Eyes in Texas.
That lonesome Texas sun was setting slow. And in the rearview mirror, I watched it go. I can still see the wind in her golden hair. I close my eyes. Eyes in Texas are haunting me tonight, like the stars that fill the midnight sky. Her memory fills my mind. Where did I go wrong? Did I wait too long, or can I make it right? The bluest eyes in Texas are haunting. Another town, another hotel room.
Restless Heart beginning the countdown this week in 1988 with song number 20, The Bluest Eyes in Texas. That was on its way to becoming their fifth straight number one, and it was the lead single from the album Big Dreams in a Small Town for Larry Stewart, Greg Jennings, Dave Ennis, Paul Gregg, and John Dietrich. We've gone back to June of 1988 this weekend, and I think we have a record. Inside the top 20, there are 9 groups or bands, including the act at number one. Well, obviously, Restless Heart makes it one down. Well, here at number 19, group number two. This is Skylar, Knobloch, and Big Heart, SKB. They do Givers and Takers.
We both had our share of heartaches and learned to be a bit too careful along the way. I say better safe than sorry, especially when love's as rare as gold these days. Cause there's givers and takers, lovers and heartbreakers, so take it slow and be sure you know. There's winners and losers, cheaters and users, if you find a heart that's true, keep it close to you. We've both done our share of crying. There's a need we're both denying, but you wear it well. I say better safe than sorry. I see that look in your eyes, but honey, it's hard to tell. Cause there's givers and takers, lovers and heartbreakers, so take it slow and be sure you know. There's winners and losers, cheaters and users, if you find a heart that's true, keep it close to you. You can't go on forever making the same mistakes. Sooner or later, you've got to lie in the bed you make. Sure you know, there's winners and losers, cheaters and users, if you find a heart that's true, keep it close to you.
SKB, Skylar, Knobloch, and Big Heart. Formerly, they were SKO. The O was Paul Overstreet, but he left for a solo career and was replaced by Craig Big Heart. Just like Tom Skylar, Fred Knobloch, and Paul Overstreet, Big Heart was an accomplished Nashville songwriter, and he also penned that tune, Givers and Takers, and he handled the lead vocals as well. It was at number 19 on the countdown this week in 1988, on its way up to number 8. By the way, on the dobro for that recording was one of the great session guitarists, Country Music Hall of Famer Steve Gibson. Well, here in 1988, it was the final year of the Reagan presidency. And a few weeks earlier, he was in Moscow, where he signed a ballistic missile treaty with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev.
7 years ago, when I first suggested the concept of a 00 treaty, there were those who said that this was so unrealistic an idea that it was irresponsible to even propose it. Others simply dismissed the concept as a propaganda ploy or a geopolitical gambit. But skepticism and doubt bring a barren harvest. And today, on this table before us, we see the fruits of hope, evidence of what candor and realism can accomplish. We have dared to hope, Mr. General Secretary, and we have been rewarded.
That's President Reagan just before signing the INF, the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, with Mikhail Gorbachev on June 1st, 1988. And on this final weekend of June in 88, song number 18 was by Reba McEntire. She covered a tune from the big band era. This is Sunday Kind of Love.
A love to last past Saturday night. And I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. And I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody, some more to care. And I'm on a lonely road that leads to nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour, every day. And I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way in my arms. Need someone to enfold, to keep me warm when Mondays and Tuesdays grow cold. And I need love all my life to have and to hold.
A Sunday Kind of Love was a hit back in 1947 for the Claude Thornhill Orchestra with vocals by Fran Warren. It became a standard, and a number of performers recorded their own rendition over the years. And the first country artist to give it a go was Reba McEntire, doing it in a bluesy style. And that was at number 18 on the countdown this week in 1988, heading to number 5.
If you thought you had to give up comfort to get a close shave, Norelco says, think again. Their revolutionary shaving system shaves skin close in a way that's incredibly comfortable. As the hair enters the chamber, the patented lift and cut system lifts each hair and holds it a split second before a blade cuts it. So it's possible to shave skin close without the blades even touching the skin. Norelco Rotatrak. We made close comfortable.
The new Remington Electroblade vibrating blade system has been an amazing success for those who prefer shaving with a blade. Electroblade's high-speed motor and vibrating twin blades glide so easily, you'll get the closest, smoothest, most comfortable blade shave you've ever imagined. If you don't, I'll give you your money back.
Within the black, there is a power. Dragon Wild. The men's fragrance by Guy La Roche Paris. feel the power.
A few spots for the Norelco Roto Track, but then Victor Kiam and Remington gave us the Electro Blade. Yeah, it was like a regular razor, and you'd shave normally, but the head would vibrate. So that was interesting. And then after you were done shaving, splash on a little Drakkar Noir. Oh, that was the male scent of the late 80s through the mid-90s. Hey, I wore it myself. It was my go-to cologne. With successful results, of course. Hey, I see you rolling your eyes, which is probably the right take. But let's get back to the countdown. This week in 1988 at number 17 at Southern Pacific, Midnight Highway. Southern Pacific, the first single from their album Zuma, which featured a new member, David Jenkins, stepped in for Tim Goodman, and he handled the lead vocals on Midnight Highway. Jenkins was previously with Pablo Cruz, so he fit right in with the former Rockers, who were doing a West Coast country style. And along with Jenkins, it was John McPhee and Keith Knudsen, former Doobie Brothers, also Kurt Howell, and from CCR, Stu Cook. Midnight Highway was at number 17, three more exits before making its peak. And you're listening to the memories from June of 1988 here on Weekend in the Country.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jane has 150,000 miles on her truck. And she's proud of that. Jane's secret, AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help her find the right parts. Jane's brother, Josh, only cares that his car starts and goes. But when it doesn't, he also goes to AutoZone, where friendly AutoZoners help with free services. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and my guy, it's time to talk. Men today face immense pressure to perform, to provide, to keep everything together. So it's no wonder that 6 million men in the U.S. suffer from depression every year. Men are also less likely to seek therapy than women, which means depression among men often goes underdiagnosed. If you're a man and you're feeling the weight of the world, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Talk to someone, anyone, a therapist, a friend, a loved one, because real strength comes from being honest about what you're carrying and doing something about it. Therapy can help you find your way, and BetterHelp makes it easy to start. Take a short online quiz and connect with a qualified therapist from the privacy of home. Every man deserves better. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WIS Country 105.5 WIRI.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Weekend in the Country.
Today we've walked down memory lane and wound up in late June 1988. And we're up to song number 16 on the countdown that weekend, 37 years ago. Here are the Gatlin Brothers with Love of a Lifetime.
If you never come to be again, I've had the love of a lifetime and I've had a best friend. The hours that I spent with you all, the best I'll ever. Even if you never come to me again, 'cause you are the love of a lifetime, lady. You are the best any man can do. Yeah, you are the love of a lifetime, lady. And if you never come, taught me to win.
The Gatlin Brothers made their final trip into the top 10 with that song, Love of a Lifetime. One week earlier in 1988, it was at number 4. This weekend, down to number 16 for Larry, Steve, and Rudy. Well, we had a few similarities in titles inside the top 20 this week in 88. We've had a pair of love tunes already, Sunday Kind of Love and that one, Love of a Lifetime. Three songs had the color blue in its title. We've heard one of them already, The Bluest Eyes in Texas from Restless Heart, and the song at number 1 has blue in its title. We'll keep you guessing on that, but we have a blue song here at number 15. It's George Strait, Baby Blue.
She looks so much like a lady, but she was so much like a child. A devil when she held me close, an angel when she smiled. She always held it deep inside, but somehow I always knew she'd go away when the grass turned green and the sky turned baby blue. And baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado sky. Like a breath of spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. She brought colors to my life that my eyes had never touched. When she taught me how to care, I never cared so much. I try not to think of her, but I fall asleep and do. And drift off where the grass is green and the sky is baby blue. And baby blue was the color. Spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado sky. Like a breath of spring, she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the Colorado skies. Baby blue.
One of the biggest moving singles on the entire chart this week in 1988, leaping 7 spots from 22 to number 15, Baby Blue by George Strait. And it would keep on rising to the top of the countdown, his 14th overall and 7th in a row. Well, now it's movie time. Let's escape the heat from the summer of 88 for the cool cinema and the big summer releases like The Presidio with Sean Connery and Mark Harmon. That was really the only drama. There was Willow, the fantasy adventure film from Ron Howard, starring Val Kilmer. But lots of comedies, though, like Big Business with Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin. Lukewarm reviews. Mixed reviews also for The Great Outdoors, Dan Aykroyd and John Candy. Likewise for Chevy Chase in Funny Farm. Paul Hogan was back for Crocodile Dundee 2. The cop buddy film Red Heat with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jim Belushi. The story of minor league baseball in Bull Durham with Kevin Costner, Tim Robbins, and Susan Sarandon. Tom Hanks had a winner with Big. And the hit of the summer was Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No, 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 I love my husband. You've got me all wrong. You don't know how hard it is being a woman looking the way I do.
Yeah, well,
You don't know how hard it is being a man, looking at a woman looking the way you do.
I'm not bad. I'm just drawn that way.
Kathleen Turner provided the voice of Jessica Rabbit for Who Framed Roger Rabbit, there with Bob Hoskins, the groundbreaking combination of live action and animation. And really, it's a movie for grown-ups. Kind of risque, some innuendo. That was the number one film this weekend in 1988 and the blockbuster for that summer. Directed by Robert Zemeckis, animation by Richard Williams, and the special effects from George Lucas. Hey, and back on the country music chart this weekend, we're up to number 14 with Exile, Just One Kiss. Exile's familiar lineup was on that song, but the heart of the group had changed by the summer of 88. Lead singer J.P. Pennington had quit, citing exhaustion, and Marlon Hargis and Les Taylor had also departed. And it didn't help that their album, Shelter in the Night, was a little more pop-sounding, and it didn't really do that well. Plus, the traditional sound was making the comeback with George Strait, Randy Travis, the Judds. But they would crack the top 10 with that one, Just One Kiss, heading up to number 9, sitting at number 14 this week, 1988.
More coming up on Weekend in the Country.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I'm Craig Orndorff. Let's return to Weekend in the Country on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI.
This is the chef of love, Chef Jannard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Weekend in the Country.
I'm Craig Orndorff, joining you today from late June 1988. And we're playing the biggest country hits from that week, and checking in at number 13 was Keith Whitley with a song that took his career to the next level. This is Don't Close Your Eyes.
I know you loved me a long time ago. And even now in my arms, you still won't hear my name. But darling, this time let your memories die. When you hold me too, don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go, and you'll find maybe I've been a fool, holding on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's in your mind. But I keep hoping someday that you'll see the light. Let it be here tonight. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once, let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Darling, just once, let yesterday go, and you'll find more love than you've ever known. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes. Just hold me tight when you love me tonight, and don't close your eyes.
Don't Close Your Eyes, the title track from Keith Whitley's latest album here in 1988. But it took him two tries to get it right. He wasn't happy with the first version. So he got a new producer. Garth Fundis was called in to help with the second go-around. And that was a game changer. Now, the first two singles released were carryovers from that first session. Would These Arms Be In Your Way crack the top 40, and Some Old Side Road peaked at number 16. But the next three singles came from the second session, and they all went to number one, starting with Don't Close Your Eyes. And it was holding spot number 13 this week in 88 on its ascension to the top of the countdown.
And in France, many more bodies were pulled from the wreckage at a Paris train station today. The death toll from the crash of two commuter trains now is 59.
It took 20 hours for firemen to remove all the bodies from the train wreck. It was the worst railroad accident in Paris history. And now investigators want to know why the inbound train went out of control and why it was switched onto a track where another commuter train was waiting to leave. The trouble apparently began when a passenger on the train headed for Paris pulled an emergency brake lever. After the unintended stop, the engineer either did not or could not reset the brakes properly. A half mile from the station, he realized they weren't working and shouted a warning to his passengers. Then he and they raced backwards from the front of the train to relative safety. But those in the waiting commuter had only a few seconds warning that the runaway train was bearing down on them. One or two were able to leap to safety before the inbound train, traveling at more than 45 miles an hour, plowed through the entire first car of the parked commuter.
NBC's Jim Bitterman and Tom Brokaw reporting on the Paris rail accident at the 12th Arrondissement Station, that's the easternmost district of the city, on June 27th, 1988. And we're up to song number 12 on the country singles chart this week in 88 with Ricky Van Shelton, Don't We All Have the Right.
I laughed it off when she left. I thought she'd come back again. Don't we all have the right to be wrong now and then? She won't come home. She says her love will never be mine again. Don't we all have the right to be wrong now and then? Guess I wasn't so smart after all. I forgot that with love there are two ways to fall. I laughed it off when she left. I thought she'd come back again. Don't we all have the right to be wrong now Yes, I wasn't so smart after all. I forgot that with love there are two ways to fall. She won't come home, she says her love will never be mine again. Don't we all have the right to be wrong now and then? Don't we all have the right to be wrong now and then?
Well, I mentioned that we had song title connections today, and we just had consecutive tunes that begin with the word don't. Don't close your eyes, and there, don't we all have the right. That was a Roger Miller song. And Ricky Van Shelton originally released it on the B-side for Crime of Passion. Well, it was re-released in the spring of 88 on the A-side, or the hit side of the 45 single. And it was survey song number 12 this week, soon to become Ricky's third number one. Oh, and some of you older folks might want to explain to a younger listener what a 45 was in the A-side and B-side. You can do it here during this break of Weekend in the Country.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, and sometimes it's like,
do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the,
not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. June is Men's Mental Health Month, and my guy, it's time to talk. Men today face immense pressure to perform, to provide, to keep everything together. So it's no wonder that 6 million men in the U.S. suffer from depression every year. Men are also less likely to seek therapy than women, which means depression among men often goes underdiagnosed. If you're a man and you're feeling the weight of the world, the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. Talk to someone, anyone, a therapist, a friend, a loved one, because real strength comes from being honest about what you're carrying and doing something about it. Therapy can help you find your way, and BetterHelp makes it easy to start. Take a short online quiz and connect with a qualified therapist from the privacy of home. Every man deserves better. Visit BetterHelp.com/ABC Radio for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ABC Radio.
I'm Craig Orndorff, and you're listening to Weekend in the Country on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
This is Weekend in the Country.
Today we've dropped in on late June 1988, and we're up to number 11 on the countdown with Randy Travis. I told you so.
Suppose I called you up tonight and told you that I love you. And suppose I said I want to come back home. And suppose I cried and said I think I finally learned my lesson. And I'm tired of spending all my time alone. If I told you that I realize you're all I ever wanted, and it's killing me to be so far away, would you tell me that you love me too? And would we cry together? Or would you simply laugh at me and say, I told you so. Oh, I told you so. I told you someday you'd come crawling back and asking me to take you in. I told somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two again. If I got down on my knees and told you I was yours forever, would you get down on yours too and take my hand? Would we get that old time feeling? Would we laugh and talk for hours the way we did when our love first began? Would you tell me that you've missed me too, and that you've been so lonely, and you've waited for the day that I return? And we'd live in love forever, and that I'm your one and only. Or would you say the table's finally turned? You say, I told you so. Oh, I told you so. I told you someday you'd come crawling back and asking me to take you in. I told you have.
somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two again. And now I found somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two again.
Randy Travis originally recorded I Told You So in 1982, but hardly anybody played it. So he put it down again for his album Always and Forever. And this time it became a number one hit, his sixth of all time, and after 2 weeks at the top spot, it was down to number 11 this week in 1988. Well, let's give you a bonus from this weekend 37 years ago. And debuting on the country chart this week was the latest from Holly Dunn at number 56, That's What Your Love Does to Me.
I used to love does to me. That's what your love does to me. Out every night when the sun goes down, neon lights and a jukebox sound. Used to be the first in line, that's the last thing on my mind. That's what your love does to me. That's what your love does to me. Makes me wonder what ever saw in being free. I'm used to running, but my heart says stay. This time there ain't no running away. That's what your love does to me. That's what your love does to me.
Holly Dunn, That's What Your Love Does to Me, and a little more Dobro love today. That was Jerry Douglas doing the picking there, as Holly was debuting on the country countdown this week at number 56, on its way to number 5. Well, that's it for hour number one of today's show. We'll break and come back with more of the top tunes from this weekend in 1988 on Weekend in the Country.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
It's hour two of Weekend in the Country. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and a happy weekend to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. So glad that part of what you're doing is spending it with me and some of the greatest country music of our lifetime. And for today's get-together, we've gone back to the end of June in 1988. And I mentioned at the top of the program that there were 9 groups inside the top 20 that week, which I think is a record for this show. But we also have a number of acts that began in the pop and rock world, but made the change over to country. Earlier, we had Southern Pacific, made up entirely of former pop group members. There was Exile, and the group at number 1 also came from the pop world. I've given you a lot of hints about the song and the group at number 1 this week. You might be able to figure it out. If not, just hang in there. We'll get to it. And here in this segment, every artist that we're going to play from number 10 to number 7 on the countdown all had their first success on the pop chart. And that includes the country legend at number 10. It's Conway Twitty. Goodbye Time.
It's your life.